weekend has gone pretty badly. I got assaulted by a Coles delivery driver yesterday, and they've banned me as a customer in retaliation. And so I have no way to get groceries anymore at this point. My life is pretty much well beyond the point of no recovery now. I guess I just won't eat anymore. He called the police on me. This huge, aggressive guy. Accusing me. He didn't have any evidence of me assaulting him, as he was saying, because I didn't, but I didn't have any evidence of him assaulting me either. And just like him, he called me a junkie because I live in public housing, and probably because of the abandoned wrecked cars up at the edge of my edge of the property, which belonged to my neighbour, which they've never removed the entire time I've lived here. So I'm living literally in like the broken windows version of, you know, local residency, because that's what most of public housing looks like to everyone else. And so he called me a junkie, and so the police just turn up and they take one look and like, oh, public housing on bail. Oh, you know, well, this guy's obviously the aggressor. It doesn't matter that, you know, I'm like one quarter of the size of the dude and like clearly injured. Because the thing is, like, if I show vulnerability, all people do all my life is just violently walk all over the top of me. But when I finally learnt for the first time in my life to show some confidence and assert myself, I get accused of being the violent one instead. Look, you said you can refer people to services and stuff, right? Can you? Is there anything you can do to help me? Because I made a decision overnight or yesterday, I'm not going to be the monster that they've all accused me of being and want me to be anymore, even if that means that I just have to take everyone's shit all the time from now on. I refuse to be the person, the angry person that they made me into anymore. And I need help and I don't know where to go anymore. Is there anything you can do? All you can do is refer me to places, but is there anything you can do in that regard? I'm ready to try anything at this point. I'm not going to be the monster that they want me to be anymore. All my life, I've watched violent, aggressive men, especially all around me, in the police, in the people I've lived amongst, on the street, in public housing, public servants, everywhere. All these aggressive people violently pushing their way around to get what they want. I abhor violence. I used to physically shake in fear around violence when I was younger. Anytime the police questioned me, I always did that, which always looked at me. Made me look suspicious as hell when I never was. When I'd never done anything wrong, but like any you know, aggressive or intimidatory behaviour that I've ever exhibited through my life, I've learnt from everyone else in society is this is how you get what you need. And when you've had everything taken away from you, sure. Over the past few years, as they've cut me off from housing services, from health services, as the police have ignored all the violence, everything against me. They, like, housing spent a year ignoring my complaints and hanging up on me just because they didn't like my tone of voice. Or they didn't like the fact that I was making a complaint. They spent a year accusing me of being violent or threatening when I was never anything of the sort. And just using that as an excuse to do nothing and leave me fucked into, like, a really severe situation that their contract has caused. And then making lies to ACT Health and others about me being suicidal when I never was at all back then. And so, yeah, eventually, I guess, it got to the point where I was like, well, I'm being accused of being this, you know, violent, aggressive person, you know, even when I'm not, you know, what difference does it make how I act then, I guess? Pretty fucking stupid in hindsight, but, like... Look, I've just been running a bath at the moment. I'm going to turn that off in a moment, and then I need to just soak in it for a bit. Could you ask him to call me in, like, 20 minutes or something? Yeah. All right. Okay, I didn't know you did that. I've never gotten to work from home in my life. Oh, you're really lucky. I don't even feel safe going outside anymore with the neighbours. There's been so many of them out the front. They attacked my cat a week ago. I haven't even buried Copper yet because of my injury, and I don't feel safe leaving the house at this point now. And I haven't had anywhere safe to live ever since I applied for public housing 14 years ago. It was the stupidest thing I ever did in hindsight. And now I've become so dependent on the system, I'm trapped in it. Yeah, I need to go have my bath. Can you all, yeah, that person, call me back in 20 minutes if you can. Thank you. I'm sorry to put this on you. I didn't know who else to call. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, I'll talk to you soon. Bye.